Robert Beadle is a member of Cordova's City Council and a director of the town's telephone cooperative. He's also been part of organizations from the local Moose Lodge to the NRA to Cordova District Fishermen United. He says he decided it's time to serve a larger community.
I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born in Cordova. I've been doing service work and stuff in my community. I've been doing it my whole life, and so it's just an opportunity to take it to the next level.
Beadle's fished commercially for 35 years and also owns a refrigeration business. The 52-year-old is married with four children. He says he's running in part to improve marine highway service. His Prince William Sound hometown is part of the route for the small ferry Aurora and the fast ship Chenega.
The service is inconsistent, and you know, we don't know if we're going to have it year to year. And you know, when you pull a boat out of service, have one able to take its place instead of just no service for a couple months, or just a little more reliability there.
He says he wants to support sustainable fisheries by increasing funding for the state Fish and Game Department, as well as regional hatcheries. He says he'll pursue alternative energy projects to lower electrical costs, and he wants to look for ways to tighten the state budget, though he has no specific plans. Cordova is at the northwest end of House District 5, and Beadle admits he has not spent much time in its other communities, most of which are in southeast. But he doesn't see that as a problem.
I was looking at Haynes's website the other day for the town, and you could almost put Cordova's name in there and the way they described it. So I do see a lot of similarities. You know, I'm sure there's a few differences, but there's only a couple with roads. Most of us have other need to rely on planes or boats to get to the town.
Beadle faces no opponent in the August 24th Democratic primary, but he's up against Haynes Republican Bill Thomas in the November general election. He's not critiquing the three-term incumbent, at least yet.
I don't feel like I'm running against Bill Thomas. I'm running for District 5 to represent the area. I would just like to step up and represent District 5, and I think I could do a great job.
Thomas has won three hard-fought elections. He says his work in the Capitol, especially on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, should help him get reelected.
People know that I have the experience and knowledge and get around that building pretty well, so I'm hoping that I just have to reiterate that again and tell them, look, you know, the success shows that. We've been very successful the last 6 years, so I think experience helps, and let's keep it going.
Thomas is a 63-year-old commercial fisherman, Vietnam veteran, and former lobbyist. He served on Haynes's Borough Assembly, chaired the Klukwaneng Village Native Corporation Board, was on the Chilkoot Indian Association Council, and is on the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation Board of Directors. He's married with five children. Like Beadle, he does not face a primary opponent. In fact, only one of six Southeast legislative races has a primary this year. Incumbent Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson is being challenged by Petersburg's Stephen Samuelson for the District 2 Republican nomination. The winner will face Sitka Assemblymember and Democrat Reber Stein in the general election. And there's only one more regional general election race. Ketchikan Republican Representative Kyle Johansson faces Democrat Otter Mobley of Thorne Bay in District 1. Juneau's legislative delegation, Democratic Senator Dennis Egan, Democratic District 3 Representative Beth Kurtula, and Republican District 4 Representative Kathy Munoz face no ballot opposition. Thomas, in District 5, says this might be his last race.
It may make it such a hurdle that it may not be worth it, or have to work a little harder, and we'll see. I don't know where the lines will be, because when we're done, who knows where I'll be.
This is the final statewide election before population-driven reapportionment changes district boundaries, and Southeast will likely lose a House seat. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.